Mission Improbable by the Boom Jennies. Episode 4, Ice.
Thanks for letting me come along, Jane. I never get invited to parties.
You're not invited to this one, Amelia.
Oh.
None of us are. We're sneaking in so that I can get an exclusive with Marcus Wolfden. I can't believe they wouldn't give me a press invite.
I can't believe I'm actually going to meet him. He once fought off a pack of polar bears using only brute strength and a teaspoon.
All I know, Lucy, is that he sells papers.
Does he? I thought he was an Arctic explorer.
He is, but he's also a potential Pulitzer Prize for me. And I want a piece of him.
So do I. He did a topless trek to the North Pole.
That was a groundbreaking study into the limits of human endurance, Lucy.
Whatever. I'd love to have been there.
Me too. For the polar bears. I've always wanted to meet one in real life.
Right, concentrate, guys. We're going in through this window.
What? Not in these leather trousers. Oh, great. I finally get to meet Marcus Wolfden and I've got a huge split up my backside. I wish I hadn't worn these tartan knickers.
This party's brilliant. All the drinks are blue.
That's Ice 3000. It's Marcus Wolfden's brand new energy drink.
It'd be ridiculous. He'd never endorse anything so tacky.
It looks delicious.
Don't touch it, Amelia. You're bad enough after a glass of squash.
There he is. He's topless again.
Right, I'm going in. Hi, Marcus. Jane Roberts, freelance journalist.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
So, Marcus, that mammoth trek across the Arctic tundra must have been grueling.
Yeah, pretty savage. Got pneumonia in one lung and sacrificed half a toe to frostbite, but who hasn't?
Do you want a T-shirt with my face on?
I'll take one, Marcus.
It's waterproof.
Ooh.
Marcus, the Arctic?
Oh, the Arctic's my natural habitat. Sometimes I think I should have been a wolf. Mug with my face on, cushion, woolly hat.
All three, please.
No, thanks. So, what are you planning next?
Not sure. Cutlery? Frisbee? Anything that'll take my face.
I meant adventure-wise.
Oh, yeah, adventure. Well, I've had a tip-off from an old Inuit contact. Apparently, there's a remote village called Nuntuk or something, Greenland or somewhere, where the last surviving speaker of some ancient language is about to pop her clogs.
Really?
Yeah. We're heading up there tomorrow with film crew to capture her final moments and give her a Marcus Wolfden bathrobe.
Thanks, Marcus. Gotta go.
No, hey, wait. You haven't asked about my range of kitchenware.
No, I haven't.
Jane, we were just getting to know one another.
I can see the headline now. Dying language saved by intrepid reporter. We've just got to get there before that sellout Marcus does. Amelia, get down off that table.
Woo! I'm buzzing! This Ice 3000 is incredible!
Yeah, but it hasn't made you any better at breakdancing.
Not true, Jane. I've just broken quite a lot of glassware.
Dig out your thermal vests, ladies. We're going to Greenland. Day one of our trek across the Arctic tundra. With each step, we come closer to the last surviving speaker of a near-forgotten language. Lucy, keep up!
Sorry, I'm reading Marcus's autobiography and it's gripping. He's just wrestled a walrus.
Incredible.
I signed up for his email newsletter too so I can keep track of what he's up to. Fingers crossed we'll bump into the man himself in a day or two.
No, Lucy, not fingers crossed. Fingers uncrossed. We can't let him catch us up.
Sorry, would someone else like to pull the sledge for a bit?
Thanks for the offer, but I'm okay actually.
It's just, I'm having a bit of a sugar crash. Can I stop and get another Ice 3000? I've got one or two in the sledge.
Fine, if it'll help you speed up again.
Amelia, that must be 50 bottles. How did you get all those through customs?
The same way I smuggled that giant turtle back from Ecuador. Oh, that's better. This stuff's amazing!
What is all this kit? It's slowing us down. Do we really need it all?
Let's see. Lacy balaclava, rabbit fur French knickers, sequined bikini. Yeah, everything in here is crucial for our survival.
Ah, my tennis rackets. I'm going to use them as snowshoes. Just let me strap them on.
Hurry up, Amelia. Marcus is going to be hot on our heels.
Oh, these are making a world of difference. Polar bears, here I come.
Look out for cracks in the ice.
Oh, God, she's gone in.
Where is she? I can't see her.
We do not have time for this.
Don't worry. I'm all right.
Where's the sledge?
I had to let it go. It was the sledge or me. So I chose me.
Oh, thank you very much, Amelia. That's all my stuff. Thank God I kept my makeup in my handbag.
Could someone help me out of the water, please?
Oh.
Ooh, that is lovely.
What a bit of luck this Ice 3000 burns so well. It's like lighter fluid. I'm glad I still had a few bottles in my pockets.
Have you warmed up yet, Amelia? I do not want Marcus My Face Wolfton catching up with us.
I do.
Could we just stay here until my feet thaw out?
Fine, but we're leaving as soon as it's light so we don't lose our lead. I'm going to sleep.
Well, I feel wide awake. Can't think why. Perhaps another Ice 3000 will send me off.
Night, everyone. Better get my beauty sleep. Amelia, I wish you'd stop sniffling.
That's not me.
Well, who is it then? Bear! Over there!
Who's Bear? Oh no! Topless idiot hasn't caught up with us already, has he? I knew we should have kept moving.
No! A polar bear!
Wow! He's beautiful!
He's massive.
Okay, don't panic, guys. We're all in this together. Amelia, you're going to have to fight it off.
I'll go and have a word.
Hello, Mr. Polar Bear. That's it. You're friendly, really, aren't you?
Oh, Jane! That camouflage is making him really angry.
Just capturing the action. The tabloids are going to love this.
Ah!
Oh, that's a great shot. Can you get him to rear up with his teeth bared again?
This isn't Vogue, Jane.
I'm not sure how long I can dodge him for. Especially with these tennis rackets strapped to my feet.
Okay, enough's enough. Let's take him down. Shut me those rackets, Amelia.
I don't think he's in the mood for tennis at the moment, Jane.
Oi! Give me my handbag back.
Oh, damn, missed him.
Jane, what are you doing?
I'm hitting cosmetics at him with a tennis racket, Lucy. What else would I be doing in this situation?
My bronzing balls.
Take that.
Goodbye, anti-wrinkle cream.
He's really getting quite angry now, Jane.
Where goes my lucky lipstick?
It's for the greater good, Lucy.
That mascara's worth more than my car.
It's working. He's backing away. And have a bottle of Ice 3000 as well.
So long, Mr. Polar Bear.
Right, onwards. We must be near the village now.
They better have a makeup counter.
Oh, look, snowflakes. How pretty.
Wait a minute. In his book, Marcus says blizzards can come out of nowhere. We should stop right now and make a snow hole.
Stop being so melodramatic, Lucy. I'm not taking tips from that topless twerp. If we can fight off a polar bear, we can certainly cope with a bit of snow.
Jane! Amelia! Where are you?
I'm over here! Where's Jane? I can't see anything!
I'm up ahead! Keep going!
I think my face is frozen. This must be what it feels like to have Botox.
You need to get the circulation going to prevent frostbite.
Ow! Amelia, did you just slap me round the face?
I'm just trying to get the blood flowing.
Thanks. That's really helped, actually.
I can't feel my legs anymore. Oh, my body.
Jane, I think Amelia's passed out. We need to do something.
You're right. I should be documenting this. My assistant has collapsed.
Jane, I can see a light in the distance. We just need to go a little bit further.
Both my companions are unconscious, perhaps dead. Fortunately, I'm made of sterner stuff, so it's down to me to... Guys, wake up. Guys.
What's going on?
Oh, thank God for that. I've been saying guys for the last hour.
Where are we?
We're here. We've beaten Marcus Wolfton.
But how?
We were rescued by an Inuit man. This is his house. His mum's in bed in the next room, and the good news is she looks like she's about to cark it. I think we found our lady.
Who's that? Skinning a seal outside?
Shh! That's the sun.
Wow, now that is a real man. Cooey!
Lucy!
Why is he making the sign of the cross at us?
Oh, yeah. I told him we were nuns on a pilgrimage to the North Pole.
Ooh, fun!
What? The last thing I want is for him to think I'm celibate.
Well, the last thing I want is for him to think I'm a journalist. Now, listen. When we get in there, you two just pretend to pray while I get the interview.
Ooh, she does not look at all well, does she?
No. That'll be the heart attack she had this morning. Apparently she was wheeled out for some fresh air, only to be confronted by an angry polar bear covered in lipstick with blue liquid coming out of its mouth.
Oh.
Amazing. I've got an even better view of him from this window.
Guys, pipe down. I need to get a clear recording. Hi, Jane Roberts. Sister Jane, freelance nun. I understand you're the last surviving speaker of an ancient Inuit dialect. Don't worry, this is just a holy dictaphone. Ooh, could you speak up a little bit, please? Okay, let's try a different tactic. Boo! Yeah, better, but I'll be honest, I still didn't quite catch that. Sorry, could I just clarify? Is this the actual language or are you just wheezing?
Guys, I'm finding it really hard to pray with that perfect physical specimen just outside the window.
Jane, I think she might have died.
No! She can't be dead, not before I've got the interview.
What are you doing?
I'm administering CPR. One, two, three.
I don't think that's quite how you do it, Jane.
Four, five, six. Come on, old lady, don't give up on me now.
Yeah, that's definitely not how you do it, Jane.
I've never felt such a profound longing to be with someone before. He must feel it too. Oh, he's coming in.
Stand back, Amelia, I'm going to have to straddle her. Come on, Grandma!
What are you doing to my mother?
This is what it looks like.
Nothing has ever made me feel so...
in love! I know. Me neither. Kiss me, you fool! Wow, that was...
a big mistake.
What have you done?
Too much too soon. I have been accused of that before.
Get out!
Run! Amelia, is he still chasing us?
Yeah, along with the rest of the village.
Bit of an overreaction, isn't it?
He was married, Lucy, and he thought you were a nun.
Okay, I admit, I may have misjudged the situation.
Oh, you think so?
But at least I didn't sit on his mother.
Guys, it's okay. I think they've given up the chase. Can we stop for a minute, please? I'm really out of breath.
Amelia, you know who you sound just like?
Who?
The old woman. Quickly, say something into the dictaphone.
No, really, I think I might be hyperventilating.
That's brilliant, Amelia. Say some more stuff. This is amazing. All is not lost.
Yeah, I felt pretty humble being there to hear the last words of a lost language. And the icing on the cake was that as she slipped away, she was wearing a Marcus Wolfton baseball cap. Beautiful. Really suited her.
Turn it off, Amelia. I cannot believe we got the wrong woman.
Yeah, in the wrong town.
And the wrong country.
No one's going to want a duvet cover with my face on now.
Why are you wearing a habit, Amelia?
Well, if we're all going to be nuns now, I thought I ought to get my outfit right.
That was just a ruse.
Oh. Well, I might keep it. You wouldn't believe how many bottles of Ice 3000 I can fit under here.
You look ridiculous.
Says the woman in the zebra print snowsuit. Where are you going?
I've got a date with Marcus Wolfton, actually.
Bad luck. How have you managed that?
He chased me. He's been sending me these really long personal emails every week, telling me all his news, with photos from his trips, links to his blog. And he's invited me to his book signing tonight.
I think he's been sending you fan emails, Lucy.
Yes, it would appear he's quite the fan of mine. It must have been the tartan knickers that did it.
Mission Improbable was written by and starred the Boom Jennies, who are Lizzie Bates, Anna Emerson and Katrina Knox, with additional roles by James Lance. It was produced by Dave Lamb and Richie Webb and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.